from the Miracle Lane Studios, it's time for some sports talk right here on the Fort Recovery Radio. Now here's your host, Bubba and Fee.
What's playing now, music?
Yep.
You can hear something in the background.
I think we're going. I believe we're on.
All right. Spencer thinks we're on the air here. We're going to talk a little sports tonight. Bubba's off to some kind of banquet of some sort, Spence. Him and Billsy. So I'm filling in. This is Dave Kalp filling in for Bubba. Big Fee's up at the garage yet. And we're thinking he's selling some cars, making some money now.
That'd be good.
No troubles with that.
That's why he's in business. That's why he spends his Wednesday evenings down there.
That's dang right.
Get people some good cars.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know if we have any guests tonight. We were supposed to have Chelsea Rogers, if I ain't mistaken. And
yep.
Harold told me last night she had some kind of unexpected surgery.
Yeah, that's... We don't ever like that, but hopefully everything went well. I believe it was knee surgery, not anything like...
it was knee surgery.
I believe that was my understanding, okay. so hopefully that's all it is, and no big deal.
Well, I hope she's doing good.
I sure do, too.
I haven't heard anything from the other direction, so I'm assuming everything is fine. So what are we going to talk about tonight, Spancy?
I don't know. I think there was a ball game or something yesterday.
Oh, that's right. There was
somebody might be...
there was a ball game.
Might have
yesterday.
A little bit of... A lot of people were at the game, and the we just got your coverage of the game into the archives middle of the afternoon, so probably lots of people did not get to hear yours and Bubba's
version of the game.
And,
well, I tell you what, it was pretty exciting, and we talked before the game. You know, Bob and I discussed the game and what was maybe going to happen, and we kind of hit it on the nail, you know. We talked about mistakes and who makes the least.
Yep.
And the reality of it was, you know, we go over there and sometimes we get a little skittish.
Yeah.
And we get
it's easy to get intimidated by a team you haven't beaten in 35 years.
That's right. We get a little bit tense, and I think both teams were tense last night. And it kind of showed in the first inning between both teams. And you know, once we got through that first inning, the game kind of flew by. But both pitchers settled down, and they both did exactly what they're supposed to do. They pitched lights out. So I'm assuming everybody knows by now, you know. But if you don't and you're listening tonight, we had a matchup last night in Coldwater between two awesome teams. Coldwater ranked number one in Division III, and Fort Recovery ranked number one in Division IV. And they battled it out last night, and it went down to the wire, and we scored a run in the top of the seventh inning, and we came away with a 3-2 victory. And it was probably one of the neater games, if not the neatest game I've watched in baseball in high school in a long, long time.
Yep. We discussed, there are several people discussing after the game at the bowling alley here in Fort Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Is that maybe the biggest game we've ever had in Fort Recovery history? Baseball.
As far as I can think back, you know, I mean, I can't tell you.
Nobody,
forever. History is a long time, yeah, and I can't tell you that.
Not one person could think of what number two might be.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know. Now there was some. Now there's several really good teams, several really good players, but as far as specific great games, especially like when I can't remember the year. What was that? When. Well, yeah, let me get you on there, Harold.
Hey,
sorry.
Big Feaser in the house.
Hey, I'm in the house.
Yeah, Stubb Bretts and Steve Diller.
2001.
Those guys, was that 2001?
I think so. Yeah.
That was a great team, but I don't remember most of the games. They either beat the heck out of somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, there weren't any just monstrous games like that with the possibility of maybe a tournament game or two. This one was a huge, huge game. And, man, it was...
Crazy crowd.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was beyond belief how many people were there. I don't know how they figured it, but they said there were 1,516 people at the game.
That's what they said. That's
and my first thought was, there's no way. Then I looked up the stands and counted about how many people are in each one of those sections, and I said, yep, there's got to be 1,500 people
here. It could be 1,500.
All the people around the outside. I don't know if they counted them or not, but I'm telling you, it was...
Yeah. And I don't know how they came up with the number and how they came up with 1,516. I think they estimated and then threw in an interesting number, but it was a monstrous amount of people, to say the least.
Well, that was awesome. And Feaser, you had a hell of a seat for that game. And
yeah, that was a fun.
That was pretty cool.
That sure was. I tell you what, these boys are impressing me. They just seem to not get too flustered. And that's a pretty big venue they were in there last night. That was big. I mean, that was a huge crowd, big. Two great teams, too. What a great game. I mean,
both teams, it wasn't going to hurt either team to get beat.
No.
Obviously,
no.
You know, as far as rankings and stuff is concerned.
Yeah,
but
no.
Obviously, for the MAC, that's a huge victory.
Yeah, that kind of puts us in control your own destiny there.
If one team had gotten crushed or had just tons of errors and looked bad, it could have hurt the team. But I'd be surprised.
Not that game, yeah.
No, not the way that played out. There is no way either team got hurt in that one. Both teams did exactly what they needed to do, and just I guess most of it depended on when the game ended, who was going to be ahead.
Yeah.
Kind of went back and forth.
Yeah, it was pressure packed.
We were, you know, if it goes into extra innings, we're obviously ready for new pitchers on both sides. They had a guy up, and I think was it Brody Hoingherald?
It looked like Brody was warming up, and I think we were going to bring Jacob Holman, probably. Yeah, Jerry and I talked about that. I think that was our next one.
Yeah, if it went to extras, you know, we were going to see new pitchers. So that was going to be kind of a twist in the game. And fortunately for us, we snuck around in there in the top half of the seventh.
Got one in just in time.
And it was awesome.
Fun game to be at.
Well, what do you got tonight for us, Feaser?
I got some stats here again.
Some stats here for the baseball and softball, maybe? Or?
Actually, Kirk gave me the top 20 in Division 4, the rankings this week. Is Fort Recovery still number one? Number two, Toronto. Where's that at? Toronto.
Well, the one I know of is up in Canada.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they're not in
I don't think they're in our division.
They're one of the new schools that pop up all over the place.
Right? Yeah, could be. Layman Catholic was third, which we beat earlier in the year. Highland, fourth. Miller City. Cincinnati Country Day.
Now, Miller City, don't they play Crestview, maybe? They get up.
Yeah, they would
Crestview,
be in that, up in that area.
Delphus,
yeah, I think
there.
So. I was kind of looking here. Crestview, they're not in top 20. Fort Laramie is number 20. See if anybody else is going to be in our bracket. Actually, I really don't. Rushi is 16th.
Rushi's 16th?
No, yeah.
They'll go south?
I would say
they won't go to.
They'll go south, probably.
Yeah,
They
won't go.
We would probably regionals. Maybe that would be the probably the site.
Now, would we be
like that?
Would we be playing Fort Laramie earlier? Would we catch them later? Don't we usually catch them later?
That's regionals too. I think.
Yeah, I was thinking.
I would
too.
Be down that far. I think that's where, like Crestview played them last year. I think. Crestview will be in our bracket. We actually draw this week too.
So I knew it had to be coming up.
This Sunday, yeah.
We only got a couple more weeks of school here.
Yeah, we'll draw this Sunday, and I'm sure it'll probably be like last year. I think we had the super sectional deal. And
at home. So we
last year they had a play-in game to play us. We were second. I think we were second rank.
Second rank. Now, Bobby and I talked about it last night. Now, do we get to just play one game at home as well?
Just one, yeah. Yeah, because we actually, you get the bye, so you're automatically in the sectional final.
You're in the sectional finals.
And you get to host it. And then if you win that, you go to Coldwater.
And then you go to Coldwater, which is a district, right?
Is the district, yes.
Is the district.
Yeah, last year.
I have a suggestion if we do host that game. We might want to get a second porta potty.
We might.
Yeah, might not be a bad idea.
One ain't going to be good enough.
Well,
and we might want to buy a little land to park on.
We'll find a place to truck them in, I can tell you that.
Or valet parking. Yeah, that might not be a bad thing.
We might have to bring a bus in, bring them in.
That's right. No chance are we going to have anybody not miss that game.
Well, I think a lot of people caught the fever last night because, you know, there had to have been 500, 600 Fort Recovery
fans there. There was a ton of people there at Purple.
Yeah.
And it was awesome to see.
It was awesome. And they were loud. And yeah. I think a lot of those are people that had been listening on the radio and just couldn't this game.
You know, and that was one of the things I thought is, geez, everybody that knows anything about, and loves the game is probably here.
Yeah.
And when we found out how many people was listening last night, it was great.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. Yep. There was
Figured, I think Chuck said there was 107 clicked on, but we figure... I went up to the JV game for a moment before I went over to the varsity game. So at our JV game, there were two people with phones listening, and there was 50 people sitting around. So that was two that actually had 50 people. So 107 is probably 300 people listening on Fort Recovery Radio. And there's no way to tell how many on WCSN, but there had to have been hundreds, if not thousands, listening on that.
Well, it was a pretty exciting game, and Doug Collins sent me a text today and said that there was a heck of a write-up on, what was that called? Press, something about Press Pro Magazine or something.
Is that something out of Covington?
I don't know, but I read it. It was a really, really neat article.
Hobbsy said something about it.
And there was it's a really nice article, and it talked about how good of a game it was, and if you get a chance, I'll look it up here in a little bit and see if I know for sure what it was. But pretty dang cool article about the Indians and Coldwater and how well each team's playing this year.
Yeah, it's Coach Blockberger just sent me a text.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He said in 2001 their best win that year was Jake County. And they beat him in a 2-1 walk off win, and they had a stud pitcher that year. And he said that was a big win for them that year.
Well, you know, I remember going over to St. Henry.
Yeah, when Stubby hit the home run.
Stubby hit that home run. that's the game that sticks out in my mind.
That was a neat game too.
That was cool.
I'm sure Block knows. Is that Minster? Did we play Minster at St. Henry that year? It seems like we did.
Who did we play in that game? Actually, I thought it was St. Henry.
It might have been St. Henry, too. I'm not sure. Block will probably text me. He'll let me know. But, I remember that. We were all up on the back football stands, I think, kind of standing on the last row there. We got a perfect view.
Yeah, it was. It was awesome.
That was big. That was a big win for them. I think they came back and maybe Crestview knocked them off, I think, in the district that year. It was Minster.
It was Minster that year.
Yeah, it was Minster.
You know, you look at what we've got going on here this year, and we our pitchers are young. You know, our pitchers are juniors, right?
Yeah, we've got one senior.
So, yeah, with Cole pitching, I mean, he's our only starting, number two or three or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to miss Cole a lot, but we definitely are going to have something to come back with.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're certainly not looking to next year at this point yet, but
no,
I was thinking about it today. I thought, you know, we're going to have some good arms coming back next year, and we don't. I mean, we don't have a guy that's going to walk up there and hit 10 home runs, but everybody swings a bat.
No, that's. I think like this year. I mean, these kids are. We don't have a stud. I mean, we don't have that kid that. Oh man, he's got to do good or we're done.
But we also don't have a dud.
No, I mean we
the bottom of our order has won. A number of ball games for us. Sometimes they score all the runs.
We never really know who's going to be the hero in those games.
No, it's been fun.
And the kids don't care.
No, that's what's nice, too.
They all know that each one of those kids that comes up there can do what they need to do to get that run across.
You look last night, and you look how big Kyle Scherer was. You know, the first time he got up, Toby threw him a curveball and just froze him, and he struck out looking. And the next two times up, single and score.
Yep, scored
two
times.
You know, I mean, that was huge.
And I mean, we had two perfectly executed bunts.
Oh.
You know, that's the stuff we talked about earlier in the year. In some of the games, you know, we had made mistakes and not got those bunts down. And
got to get
bunt
down.
You're not going to beat a caliber team of Coldwater by making mistakes.
We weren't going to go in there and score 10 runs.
No. And I thought with Jackson Hobbs that they weren't either. I didn't think they were going to do that either. I mean,
they didn't.
He's too good a pitcher to let that happen. So I knew it was going to be a war.
And like Spencer and I talked to you right at the opening, is both teams had the jitters, you know?
Cool. Oh, yeah, came out of the gate.
But I'm telling you, they had the jitters.
Oh, absolutely.
And
you don't see that kind of atmosphere.
I think the first batter of the game last night kind of set, you know, he went up there swinging.
I know.
And he got down 0-2, and what an at-bat that was. Might have been his best at-bat.
I told you, I went to him after the game, and I told him, I said, you set the tone for this game.
Yeah.
I said, you know, if we go strike one, strike two, strike three, and you walk back to the dugout, we might all have our heads down going, we're done.
And Coach Kalp said almost exactly those words, those 11 pitches.
Oh, that was a battle.
That was a third, or what was a fourth of as many pitches he pitched for the whole game the game before.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah.
And one guy.
He battled back.
He battled.
Fouled off probably, I don't know, five or six pitches.
Oh, yeah, he had some. Oh, yeah, man,
well, he pitched 11 pitches.
And then ended up scoring.
Five of them are full count, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It was great.
That's six foul balls.
It's a great at bat. A great at bat by him. And then, like I said, then Cole comes up, lays down a perfect bunt, gets him to second, scoring position. You know, Jackson ground ball, and then the big fella coming up with a big hit.
That was a big double he hit.
Yeah. You know, we had kicked around, too, you know, and Jeff Hobbs looked at me, and he's like, should we pinch run?
I know.
And I kind of looked around thinking, first inning?
We talked about that last night. And
yeah. You know, hindsight, you know, Ross Holman comes in easy probably, you know, and but – hey, Jacob came in there hard. He gave it a shot. It was close. It was a close call. I mean, it was bang play.
Jerry said, you know, he thought about that, and you have to make a decision right there on the spot.
Yeah, I mean,
so up in the first inning?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. You want to waste, and you only got two of them over there. Yeah. You know, we only had two guys on the bench. You know, somebody gets hurt, and then all of a sudden,
what do you do?
A couple of dumb things happen, and you're playing with eight guys. That would have been bad.
That's not good.
So. It worked out. Worked out good. I think Jerry's making the right calls.
Well, so far, so good. And you know, we play tomorrow night. We play Greenville, which normally has a pretty solid.
Yeah, their record may not be as good this year, but I think they're normally a solid team.
They always had that. Who was the guy down there that was coaching there for a while?
Marker was there for a long time. Yeah, he had been there a long time.
So,
is your cousin still coaching?
No, actually, he was there for a couple years, and then he quit. I mean, he went out. I don't know what. I think maybe kids and stuff.
He wasn't a teacher, was he? He wasn't in the school system? I don't think
Ryan was, no.
I think he was doing something else, and it just didn't seem to work out real well.
Yeah, I don't think he is anymore.
Is it going to be a concern tomorrow night, Fee, when the boys show up to Ball Diamond and coming off a huge win? Are they going to be? Are we going to? Are we letting ourselves open for a little letdown here, or are we looking
you know,
over Greenville to get to Minster?
Yeah. Well, you try not to. I mean, you try to instill it into them. You know, one at a time.
Right.
You know, you just got to go one at a time, but. Yeah, there's going to be. I mean, you're going to walk in front of a crowd tomorrow. We'll still have a decent crowd there tomorrow, but it ain't going to be nothing like last night, you know.
Correct.
But these kids just, they don't
get
cluster. I love it. I mean, I just think these kids come out and they take care of business. I mean, we're a good team, and we're better than them. We're going to win.
I look at all the players last night, and they all made a couple of great plays. You know, and I go out to right field, and I think of Benny Will catching a couple balls into the sun.
Yeah, people don't realize how tough them catches are.
One, it was looking right into the sun, and for a little second there, I thought he lost it. And by golly, he caught both of those balls.
He got her. Yeah,
he had a big hit too. If I remember right.
Yeah, yes, and he had a big hit.
And Mitch out in center field, he had two dives in the game, and one in the first inning. Actually, the Daily Standard has a picture of his dive in the first inning trying to get that ball. It's a heck of a picture.
I missed it. I missed the picture.
And, man, he was close to that. He let himself out.
He went a long way, too.
Oh, my God, he covered a lot of ground.
I was standing by Jerry. I was like, hang. You just wanted that ball to step a little longer.
I know it. And
wow, what a run. What a play.
It was a heck of a – and Kyle was right there, turned, bounded in, and that's when we threw the guy out of home.
Got the guy at the plate, yeah.
Yep. I think they call that backing the guy up.
Well,
that's
playing as a team. Two guys over there are. Yeah. You know, Kyle was right there.
Yeah.
And before Mitch could get up off his feet, Kyle had it in.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it came in extremely fast, faster than probably Harley thought at third.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a bang-bang play at home, but the ball was definitely there in time, and Chase caught it, puts a tag on the guy, and
yeah.
out. So that was huge.
Another big play. You know, you go back and look at him. When it's a one-run game.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, every one of those is huge play.
They're big.
Let's take a quick break here, and we'll
pay some bills,
take a breath, and then we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Right now, we have our fresh meat section packed with awesome meat values on all kinds of steaks, chops, and chicken breasts. Don't forget to check out our freshly made store brats. We make them daily right here in the Fort Recovery Agricultural Heartland. Just come by and see for yourself. Our people love to serve you from our very rare customer service meat and deli counter. It's where our customers circle to sample the finest of meat and deli items. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
Do you have an upcoming special occasion, large group meeting, family gathering, or any type of get-together? If so, and no matter the occasion, call Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery and allow us to fill all your catering needs. We strive to give you excellent food and at an affordable price. Food is the center of when we gather to celebrate. Let Tin Man's help in making those meals ones you will enjoy and let us do the work for you. That's Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery, offering catering services to fit any needs.
There's an upcoming event we want you to all know about. It's the golf tournament benefiting the Neurological Center in Burkittsville. That will be on Saturday, May 30th at the Mercer County Elks. The cost is $50 per player for non-Elks members, $25 per player for Elks members. The tournament will be limited to the first 22 teams, so make sure you sign up early. The tournament is sponsored by A1 Ag, Big K Mills, and Miracle Lanes. So if you want to get in this golf tournament to benefit the Neurological Center in Burkittsville, see Tom Stogler with Big K Mills, John Kaiser with A1 Ag, or Courier Jared at Miracle Lanes. And you can also call or text Tom Ramachlis at 419-852-2987 to enter your team. Again, Saturday, May 30th, a golf tournament to benefit the Neurological Center in Burkittsville. Sign up early.
All right.
We're back. For the Bubba and Fee Show with my guest today. The actual duo of the FRR radio, Mr. Dave Galp.
Good to be here, Feaser. Take it in for old Bubs tonight. Where the heck do you have to go anyway?
They got a banquet, I think, down at Cooper's. Him and Bill both had to be
there.
Bill
had to be there, and
so the Stalk boys are out. They were out tonight.
How about that? Oh, well.
But
they'll be back.
Yep, we'll get them next week.
Well, they don't get to talk about the big cold water wind, so that's their loss.
They miss out.
I'm sure they're talking about it.
But nobody gets to hear them. Well, they're probably talking to a couple of hundred people at the banquet.
I'd say exactly right.
I would say that could be a little topic.
Well, Feaser, you got some, we'll get off the baseball a little bit. You got the track thing looking at me.
Yeah.
Last night, the track team went over to Anna.
How'd we do?
Well, we finished third. Talked to Rachel a little bit about it. I'm looking for her name on here. I thought she said she got third place in something.
Let me check her out here.
And I see her
Rachel Count.
I see her on the relay, but I was thinking she was third in something by herself.
There's her. Oh, there's another relay she was in.
She was on third there.
Third place there.
But I know I saw in the paper tonight this Kristen Culler. She was our only first place competitor in the shot put, and that is Nathan's sister.
Yeah.
Now, is that Dave and Kathy?
Dave and Kathy, I believe. She was actually on the basketball team. Is she on JV team?
Yeah, okay. All right.
Not a bad player.
No, that's all good. I saw Andrew Stocker play second. He dominated always in the junior high, and now he's moved up. He's a freshman and facing all the big boys, but he can throw that thing, I'm telling you.
He's
man.
A monster, I tell you what. That kid, I seen him, I don't know who put it, maybe Block put it on or Toby from them. They put it on Twitter the other day, and I seen that they had him doing squats.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Appreciate he looked like he had a pickup truck on his back, and he was picking her up and down. I said, that ain't too bad.
Well.
You got to love that.
That is awesome.
I know that they said, now you've been going more than me, but we've been kind of watching the old results here, and Atchison kid's kind of giving him a run for his money there. Absolutely. In a couple of them.
Absolutely.
He's another kid's going to be a stud,
dude. He beat him, I think, earlier in the year, so they must be nip and tuck.
They must be battling it out. That's good.
Yeah. What else we got on here? It looks like we got some speedsters. I know that.
We got the other friend, Cole Hall. He looks like he came in second.
Yeah.
On a 100-meter dash.
See, now, the 4x100 is Chris Link, Andrew Stocker, Cole Hall, and Dylan Wiegand. And they got third place.
Third?
Looks like bigger. Is Chris, he's not cheese, is he? Is that cheese?
Yes. Yeah. That's double cheese.
Now, Harrison said that old cheese is pretty dang fast.
Yeah, I heard he's quick now.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. He's going to be a good lineman.
Absolutely. He was good last year.
He's good last year. He's going to be quick.
Let's see. What else we got
looks
here?
Looks like our 4x100 girls. Looks like Lauren Gale, Brittany Judy, Emily May, and Kaya Wendell came in first.
There we go.
There's a first place finish.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we finished up. The girls team finished up with 38 points. And Knoxville had 9. We were 40 points behind Fort Laramie for second. It looked like Anna must be pretty tough in track, huh?
I think Anna's pretty good.
Yep.
They always have a good female program down there, too. Yeah.
Who's our track coach or coaches?
Well, that Kalis that does the cross country, he's involved in it. He does some of the running. And then it's a Himmelgarn. Who's the Himmelgarn?
Yeah.
Can't think of his
first name either.
And he's,
Chris, is it? Chris Himmelgarn?
I think it's the second year that he's been involved in it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because now Mindy was involved last year, wasn't she?
Oh.
Was or has it been involved? A couple of years?
I think it's been a couple of years.
Might have been a couple of years.
Mindy's been involved in it.
Yeah, because I know she got pretty involved with the swimming, so I'm sure she probably had to take a break on this.
Yep. It sounds like our, they're moving the right direction in the cross country and the track and the.
Yeah.
And the swimming and those minor sports that most of us don't know anything about.
You know, I tell you what, before my kids ran cross country, you know, that was a sport that I really never went to. And you go to those things and you watch some of those kids compete. And, man, I'll tell you what, it's pretty impressive.
It is. Some of them, you'll see, they're just absolute freaks.
I can't believe, actually, some of it, the way they... And the girls high school now, when they cross the line, I mean, half of them are passing out, they're falling over, they're...
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Coldwater had that Sarah Caney.
She'd run for a week.
Yeah, she would finish, and then she'd go out and run again, just to stay in shape. That's the damnest thing I ever seen.
She was unbelievable. There was a... I can't think what that kid's name was from New Bremen. Cody, when he played basketball against him, big kid, he could run forever, too.
He could run forever.
Oh, my God. Big 6'6 kid.
Big long strides. Yeah. Just hammered down.
Oh, man. They get them long. He could just, and he'd just go 100 the whole way.
There was a kid from.
Was that one of the Williams
wasn't
kids? Because those Williams kids were all those tall, real tall kids. Grandpa was 5'8", worked with him at Crown. Grandpa's 5'8", and he's got three grandkids.
Six, seven kids.
I think the shortest one's 6'7", yeah.
There was a kid from Brazil a couple years ago.
Nice guy.
Pretty much named his college wherever he wanted to go across country, too.
So yeah, there's always a few of them. There's a few of them out there that are studs.
Oh, yeah.
Usually in this area.
Runners out there, I'm telling you.
They can fly.
What else we got here?
Oh, we got, looks like the girls' softball team.
Girls' softball team, record 0-11.
They had Marion Local this week.
Yep.
Looks like a 9-0. Didn't do too good there. Are we getting hit? We had a few hits, though. Looks like Chelsea Terman went Chelsea 2-for-3. Who we got? Sydney Duke's Auger, had a couple Auger hits.
Metzger, I'm assuming. Devin Auger, Post. Haley Knapke.
Oh, sure. Emily. I can't remember who them girls told me last week, and I forget already.
Well, I'm thinking that, you know, you're naming some names of some kids that probably has some talent that just haven't had the coaching maybe before, and now they're
going to.
Oh yeah, we the girls you had on last week, they're going to have this program going. Whether it takes them
a month
or a year or 5 years, they're going to have this program.
They're fired up about it.
Yeah, so. Well, I was fired up about it just listening to
that's
them.
That's what it takes.
Because you know that they know what they're talking about.
Yep.
And you know the kids know they know what they're talking about. And they're going to buy into it just like the baseball team has bought into great coaching.
Yeah. Well, I remember Chelsea Timmerman pitching when my daughter Rachel was playing in the early, early young leagues and stuff out here.
Mm-hmm.
And when she started pitching, she actually has some pretty dang good form. And when we get a good pitcher, if I look at her record here, she's 0-9. So she's pitching every game.
Yeah.
So we need to get a few more arms in there. And that'll happen. That'll eventually happen.
Yeah, and I think, like in softball, and I don't know about the fast pitch with the girls as much, but, sometimes if you've got more than one pitcher, it's a good thing.
Oh, absolutely.
You just got a little different arm motion. You got a little something different.
The angle's different or anything.
I mean, some teams will just clobber one girl, and you throw the other one in, they can't hit them.
That's right.
That might be something that'll happen. And the way them girls talked last week, I think they're looking hard at trying to bring in some people that are – instructors of pitching. I think that's the biggest thing you can do in girls.
Yeah, and I know Chelsea went to a couple clinics on pitching, and
I'm sure that has to help.
Oh, the thing about watching girls softball is how close it is to home plate from the pitcher's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, is that close?
It's pretty close.
It's something else. So, well, they're going to get their victory. Hopefully, they get one here this year.
Yeah, I'd like to see them sneak one in.
Yeah, they're going to. We're scoring runs.
We seem to be getting some hits and scoring, but
yeah.
And it seems like we've had some bad innings, and that's what the girls talked about last week.
I think that's what happens. And if you look at the Marion game, we gave them a run here, two runs there, but then that one inning I saw, we gave them four runs in the fourth.
Yeah.
So if you start giving them some unearned runs, and pretty soon you're digging yourself a pretty big
hole. Right. You get yourself a big hole, and it's pretty tough to come back.
But, yeah.
And that's kind of what Taylor and Crystal said last week. It seems like every game we've been in them, and then we have one really bad inning. Right. And then it's like, ugh, we're done.
But the nice thing about that is you can eventually coach that out of them. You can get
– Yeah, I think so. I mean,
if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, but I'm thinking – wasn't too many years ago our baseball program was winning one and two games.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Well, I think.
And we had, we didn't have bad athletes. We had pretty good baseball players, but things just
they just didn't gel.
No.
Yeah, it takes a while.
And you get the right coaching with
the
right
leadership
kids
in there.
Yeah,
it's
going to turn around with those girls that were here last
week. I think so too.
I mean, there's no doubt in my mind.
I agree 100%. Well, what else you got over there, Fazer? You got a lot of papers.
Yeah, I got all kinds of stuff here. Actually, other thing Kurt threw at me last night, I was supposed to shoot through here with some thank yous from the 4 Recovery businesses who donated toward the Pack the Park last night. Miracle Lanes, Tin Man's, Wendell Financial, B&D Construction, Cooper Farms, Hall Brothers, Rossburg Acres, Port Recovery Radio.
Yeah, that was Dookie's baby's winnings.
His winnings.
Never.
His winnings. That's a good place for it.
Yeah. Got to give him away sometime.
Heck yes.
Been trying to find him for,
four weeks now?
So. 3 weeks for sure.
Couldn't find him.
3.5 weeks.
We tried. Hey, he made a donation. He did a good thing.
He's a very nice guy.
Whoever he is.
Never figured out who it was.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah,
never did figure it out.
We had some ideas who it might be, and turned out it wasn't them. Thanks, Dookie's baby. If you do show up here sometime, we might still get you something. But
you never know.
But so as of right now, you made a nice donation.
You made a donation. God love you.
And how about, did you get through everybody there?
Actually, there's a couple more. Toby's Carry Out.
Yep.
LCS Incorporated and Mercer County Elks. Thank all you guys for your support. Awesome.
Yeah. What about Mike Mormon coming up with this idea and doing all that stuff to get this thing put together?
Pulled it together in no time.
Yeah. Did it quick. And
now, part of that is the power of mass media with Facebook and Twitter and all that.
Yeah.
But man,
absolutely.
You don't just put that on there and suddenly...
Well, it ended up being, $6,000 they made?
Yeah.
So somebody kicked around
I saw last night on Twitter it was $5,400, and then I'm assuming they didn't have it all wrapped up yet.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
How cool is that?
That's pretty dang neat. Yeah, that's a pretty neat thing.
I'll tell you, I think today is Mike Mormon's 37th birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike. You gave a couple of people, a couple of causes, great birthday present from you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. With the Josie Wendell funds for helping with medical expenses and the Roger Tangeman Scholarship Fund. That's a couple of great things. Thanks, Mike.
What a neat thing.
It's really awesome that somebody does something like that.
Both towns came together and pulled it off.
Pretty neat.
Pretty neat communities there we got. It's kind of funny. Billy B's in today, and I can't think what the guy. Oh, Miller. It comes from Portland.
Todd Miller.
Todd Miller comes over, and he watches our games a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And he had heard that there was a big game, and he came over, and he found Billy B and Ed and them. And he must have walked up and he goes, "Man, it's a big game." And then this guy goes, and Bill said, "Yeah, it's a pretty big game." He goes, "This must be a really big game." He goes, "Well, yeah, pretty big game." He goes, "What do you mean?" He goes, "It cost me $20 to get in here." He said, he walked up, he said, "I need a ticket." He said, "I need a ticket." They handed him tickets and said, "That'll be $20.
Whoops.
He walked in and was like, "What the?"
I said, "Yeah." But he had a chance to win.
Thanks, yeah, Todd Miller. If you ever get a chance, you need to hear Todd Miller telling stories. He's one of those guys that crazy things happen to him, and he's a great, great storyteller.
Good.
He's along the line of Gus from North Carolina that was our first caller-inner.
Big first caller.
Or maybe the second caller-inner. He called in that first night. But, yeah. Now, and also, I put it on Facebook a couple of times, but it's around 2 hours and 15 minutes into the game last night when we're talking to Coach Kalp.
Mm-hmm.
And he told the kids on the bus, he put things in perspective. I don't remember exactly how he said it, but something to the effect of, this is a big game, but this cause trumps all of that.
Yeah.
This is something that you're going out there, you're going to put on a show. Yeah, we want to win this, but you are doing something that is bigger than this game.
Bigger than the game. That's
and
right.
If it's 2 hours and 15 minutes into it when he's talking to Dave and Bubba, and it's I don't remember word for word, but it is really, really cool the way he said that.
That was right on. Yeah.
Put it, yes, it absolutely was.
And, yep, right on the money.
And I think that probably helped the kids get a little less or maybe even more jittery. I don't know.
Well, they were excited last night, obviously, when we got back to the bowling alley. They were hooting and hollering and having fun. And
I'll tell you what, and they sat there and how they bowled for...
Oh, yeah, they were wore out.
45 minutes. They just had a great
time.
They
wanted to go out.
That's what's nice about that team. They got a good little chemistry going
there. Everybody gets along, and they hoot.
Those boys get along good. And
I believe they had a lot of adrenaline.
Like Neil said, I just don't think... And none of them care. Who's the star? Nobody cares.
No. Yeah.
But I think they do care. They don't want to make mistakes.
Well,
and they know it. You know, and I think that's because they really
get behind the guys that have it there. You know, Jacob had that little bobble right there last night, scored a run.
Yeah.
And I know what he was thinking. I mean, any shortstop knows what he was thinking. He saw that guy coming.
Absolutely. Do I got enough time to get the second?
Yep. And he looked over, took his eyes off the ball. And
just for that split second.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
And you lose track of that ball and you bobble it.
And he didn't make another mistake the rest of the night.
No.
Well,
he didn't.
You know, that's the kind of stuff that happens. And that's part of the game. It happens at every level.
But in the past, that led to three more of those.
Yeah, that's exactly
I was
going to
say. We always had more of those. That was the problem.
I don't think there's one person that's seen Fort Recovery play this year that thought that was going to lead to three more of those. You knew that was the last one.
So, that's for sure.
Yep. Actually, our baseball, too. Now, I guess we started on Thursday, too. We talked about the Parkway game last Tuesday.
Yeah.
That was a big win. And then we came back Thursday night, and we hosted Versailles Tigers.
Tigers, yeah.
And that was a whale of a game, too.
Pizza night.
It was pizza night at the old fort. It was cold.
Woo.
And we went out. Cole Wendell did a good job. He went five innings, gave up, he went through 85 pitches. I think he ended up giving up only one earned run. They scored four, though. We ended up, we took the lead in the first inning, scored a couple runs, and then it was scoreless till the fourth. We gave up four runs in the fourth, but we didn't fluster.
Didn't
you know?
Panic.
We came back, got her, we fought, got a run back, scrapped a run back, made it 4-3. Next inning, we scored two runs, took the lead, and ended up Jacob Homan came in. He pitched an inning. And then Jackson Hobbs came in to get the final two outs for the victory. Another win for Cole.
We needed him that night, too.
Yeah, yeah, we needed him. I mean, Jacob let a guy on there, and he got the first out, and we ended up, he put a guy on, and Jerry didn't have a very long leash with him. He, you know, we had to make sure we get that victory.
No, we needed that win. That's yeah. For sure. Otherwise, now it puts twice as much pressure on last night's game.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
A sense, you know?
Then you can't. Yeah, you can't afford to lose at all.
You can't. Yeah, that's right.
But now we got to get somehow. We got to get Minster on Friday, hopefully.
Well, that Verzales game that night, and then that inning where they scored four runs, they had a chance to put some more on us.
Yeah.
And we made a couple good defensive plays that inning.
Yep.
And got out of trouble. And like you said, they came in, had a little chit chat there in front of the dugout, and said, "We got to score some runs."
Yeah.
And they did it.
But they didn't get nervous, and didn't, you know, they come back and they know we'll be all right. We'll get this.
Absolutely.
And that's been the way they've been all year, and it's sure been fun to watch.
Yes, it has. I tell you what, it's Neil, you got a neat thing with this radio, and it couldn't have come at a better time with the way.
Yeah, with the baseball, absolutely.
With the baseball's going yeah. on.
I'd have liked to got going with the football a little earlier, but we did catch the playoffs games,
yeah.
and now everybody knows what's going on, and they know that they can.
I think more and more people hear about it every game and every week. And
oh yeah,
you know. And I think now we're starting to get some
in the archives. We have so many people that go to the game and then come back and listen to
archives
the next day.
It's a hoot.
I really is a hoot.
I like
going back listening. I haven't talked to Alan Platfoot, buddy of me and Feast.
Mm-hmm.
I texted him that day and said, "Hey, listen, if you can't make it to the game, listen to it on Fort Recovery Radio." And he said he would. So I haven't talked to him to see if he listened to the game at night, because eventually there will be teams that we play that hear about this and know about it, and they will tune in and listen.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. So yeah. They're going to hear a
bias. They might not like the way they...
Yeah, they might hear a biased version of the play-by-play, but
yeah,
they're going to know the score and what's
yep.
going on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's take another break real quick here, and
yep.
we'll be back and do a little more chit-chatting about baseball and some other great sports. Back
Sounds
in just
good.
A minute.
Maybe I'll get the trivia machine out.
All right. Ooh, that's a good idea.
This is Ted Romer at Fort Recovery Insurance, where we've teamed up with Buckeye Insurance Group to win our clients' trust by offering quality insurance protection and personalized service at competitive rates. Just like our Indians, we take pride in our winning tradition and will do our best to coach you on the best insurance protection for your home, farm, and auto. Call Fort Recovery Insurance at 419-375-4041 or visit our office in downtown Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Insurance and Buckeye Insurance Group, the winning tradition continues.
You know how some people have a green thumb? Well, everything on Steve Stone is green. Well, I mean, I don't really know from firsthand experience, but I do know he grows stuff like a freaking magician. Last time I counted, 14 greenhouses. Naturally, Nature's Green Nursery and Garden Center also keeps a huge stock of mulch, potting soil, urns, planters, and beautiful, long-lasting lawn furniture and accessories of such high quality, you'll have to put them in your will. Nature'sGreenNursery.com.
Call B&D Construction at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. That's B&D Construction, a proud supporter of Fort Recovery Sports.
Looking for an opportunity to help out the Fort Recovery sports programs? The Booster Club is looking for people to help coordinate workers for the football, volleyball, and basketball concession stands. Whether it's just you and your family, or yourself and some friends, you can help by calling Greg Schmitz at 419-852-9385 or Ken Shane at 419-852-0001. Or Kurt Rammel at the school at 375-4111 and let them know how much you will be able to help out and which sports you want to help with. The money from the concession stands will help support the student athletes at Fort Recovery High School with the tremendous facilities they have to train in and showcase their talents in. So if you feel you have something to give back, let them know that you can help. Call Greg Schmitz at 419-852-9385 or Ken Shane at 419-852-0001 or Athletic Director Kurt Rammel at the school and tell them you want to help. Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, hey. I think we're back, boys.
We're back. We are back. We're talking back baseball wide open. We're loving baseball right now.
We are loving baseball.
Did we get all the way through that Versailles thing? Did we get talked about what we wanted to talk about? Or?
Yeah, I think so. It was a big, big win for us.
We know it was a victory.
Five to four. 5-4, big win. I'm trying to think what our... actually, let's see our hits here. Mitch Thomann had one. He scored a run. Cole Wendell had a hit. Scored two runs. Jackson Hobbs scored a run. Actually, Derek Bax had a big game. He had three hits.
Yep, he was star of the game.
Bax, he was star of the game that game. Yep, sure was. Benny Will had a hit.
Every hit that he hit that night, too, all landed within a 10-by-10 square.
Yep.
Right over the third baseman's head. Absolute yep. rockets. Now he got robbed last night, last at bat.
He
too,
did.
By the way.
Yeah, that kid made a heck of a play on him.
That was that Petey post?
Diving post.
What
diving
the
play.
Hell kind of play was that? He made it. It was a great.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was two outstanding defensive teams and two outstanding pitchers going head to head and just like two big heavyweights just smacking each other right in the face.
I'll tell you what, I said it earlier in the year, and I'll take our outfield against anybody.
Oh,
man, we cover a lot of ground out there.
Oh, man.
Between Kyle and Mitch, and I'll tell you what, Benny does a good job, dude.
Oh, he's great out there. I mean, he had a couple of catches that were just, you know, well, that one game, I don't believe it was Versailles, but it's somebody that came in there thinking they were going to beat us, give us our first loss. It might have been Versailles, and they had their three big hitters up. And each, and I think his fourth or fifth inning, each one of our outfielders made a tremendous
play.
And just took the air.
Actually,
right
I think that was Sidney Lehman.
That was Sidney
Lehman. Yeah, that's right. It was Lehman. Yeah. Yep, they had
same inning. It was a great.
They smoked that ball. Yep. I tell you, who hit a hard ball was the freshman from Versailles.
Yes. Yeah.
He was about 6'5".
That was a knee camp kid.
Went over Mitch's head.
Yeah.
And Mitch gave it everything he had. I mean, that guy smoked it.
He drilled it.
Yeah. He's going to be a stud.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be a good one. How about Reds today? Not good.
A lot of home runs in that game.
Yeah, new kid didn't look bad.
Gave up three runs, I saw.
Gave up three runs.
Now, he came from Louisville, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Pulled him up for Louisville for Homer.
For Homer.
And we're going to need somebody else yet, right?
I don't know. Looks
what
like
are we going to do?
Reds, I'm not too fired up right now. No. I'm a little nervous.
Well.
Only team we can beat is Milwaukee.
Yeah, what's wrong with Milwaukee here? I don't get it.
Ryan Braun, he must have got juiced up this morning.
Ryan Braun hit the needle. Yep, hit a grand. Then I get a grand slam, too, didn't he?
Hit a grand slam late.
Yeah, two-run home run, a grand slam. I picks things up on the old stat sheet.
Yeah, that'll help your old stats.
Think I ought to throw one.
Got a trivia for him?
One trivia out there to the boys.
Yeah. We're still giving stuff away from the Elks. What we got?
Let's see if we can get any answers in here. See if anybody's listening. Spence, we got anybody listening, or is it just us three talking?
No, there's several. I didn't look to see how many. There's a couple dozen.
Well, Reds trivia question. What Reds first baseman made the most opening day starts at first base in Cincinnati club history? Was it...
opening day first baseman?
First baseman. Was it A, Todd Benzinger...
Benzie?
B, Ted Kluszynski.
Kluszynski.
Or C, Joey Votto.
Ooh.
I'll go D, Tony Perez.
Well, Tony makes some starts over there, too.
Of course, he played third base a bunch, too.
He was all over the place. So
he might have more starts, but
we'll
probably not
at
first
base.
Let's
see if we get
anybody in here. See if anybody's got that one. Looks like we got $10 to mixovers.
Oh, okay. I was thinking those were... those might be the McSobers ones then that got us for the. Remember what we were doing there? We had some McSobers things.
If it takes them over a minute, that means they.
Dang, dagger.
Uh oh.
Clue.
Clue?
Big clue.
Yeah, he's right. Diggs, he's right.
Diggs.
Got a boy, AJ. Digger Don.
Digger Don's the winner.
The commissioner.
The commissioner was there last night.
Yes, he was.
Digger came in the old dugout, gave us the old way to go, boys.
Oh, who'd I get? I got somebody voting in. P-Dog says Votto. Sorry, P-Dog.
Yep, you owe us $10 gift certificate from McSober's.
Yeah, P-Dog.
You owe us.
You got to fill our cooler next Wednesday, bub.
This was a bet, not a prize. So
you
bet and lost, so you owe us $10.
That's good stuff. Well, I tell you what, getting back to the Indians here, that's our big topic of the night, talking about baseball and talking about upcoming events. Now Saturday we go down to Springfield, right?
Yes,
to Wittenberg.
Wittenberg College.
Now what in the world? How did that come about?
They host the regionals.
Okay.
So if we would get lucky enough to get down there, we're going to get a play on this diamond. Check her out.
Get our feet wet.
Yeah. Get our feet wet.
That makes sense.
But it worked out that I think Kenton Ridge is one team we're going to play, and maybe Springfield Catholic's the other one.
That's the one I could think of. I couldn't think of Kenton.
Yeah, I think Kenton Ridge is the other one. I think they're both pretty good teams, so that'll be good competition for us. Probably tomorrow night we'll go with Jacob Homan, I think, is going to start. And then Cole's going to go against Minster.
Okay.
And then I think Brinzey will probably go
first game, maybe Saturday.
And then Hobbsy will come back.
We'll throw Hobbsy on Saturday, too.
Yeah, I think. Because I think next week we're kind of light next week, if I remember right. Cause
St. Henry Tuesday and...
Is it St. Henry Tuesday or Friday?
I think St. Henry's Tuesday and somebody else's Friday. I don't have all that stuff sitting here right now.
But St. Henry, I was thinking it was Friday because that was our...
A little snooping here.
That was our senior night, I think. It's coming up.
Uh-huh.
And I know we're going to try to jockey him around so Dorn and the St. Henry boys can come over and they can get a little piece of Hobbsy.
Well... So we got the Skins at home.
Yeah.
Really, right?
Yep.
So our last two big games, we've got Minster at home, and we've got
Skins at home,
and then we've got New Knoxville, and we've got
Knoxville away and Flyers away.
All right.
You know, those teams, they both got good pitchers. They both got one good – I mean, that Twaits kid from Marion's a good player. I mean, he's going to be a good pitcher, so he's going to keep him in the game. And, you know, if we go out and do what we can do, I think we'll be all right, but – they're good teams. I mean, MAC just don't have very many bad teams.
No. I mean, everybody's
going to get – if you get the best shot, you're always going to keep taking the best shot. So
why wouldn't they? They want to be
you want to be.
Yeah, I think I just looked. I think what we have is Bradford. I think that's away on Monday.
I think that was
Knoxville
camp.
Away. Oh, okay. And then Knoxville away
Tuesday?
On Tuesday, and then St. Henry on Friday.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I was thinking St. Henry was Tuesday, but that's
and then they were supposed to make up Wednesday with – Assiniboine, but they canceled. So,
man.
No, Bradford and Assiniboine both canceled, so.
So we don't play.
We're out there next week, so.
I don't
get a little
them.
Break. That's nice, though. We could use a little blow here.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to hurt anything.
You know what I like? You guys were mentioning the pitchers we have coming up.
Good ones.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. What you mentioned our fourth, maybe fifth pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, Brinzey's not gotten a lot of
technically
time,
they're fourth and fifth, but those are great. Those
good.
Are really good pitchers.
Yeah, Brinzey's been pretty.
Yeah,
we
get most teams. That's why a lot of teams can't go undefeated because they got to pitch that third, fourth, fifth guy somewhere along the line, and they know they're going to have to score 10 runs to win the game, and we don't have that. We have some kids. Our third, fourth, and fifth pitchers
been pretty good.
You don't have that guy that's so bad that you have to score 15 runs just to compete. We don't have those guys. They aren't on our team. Our kids are all very good pitchers.
Cade Wendell hasn't really gotten much PT at all, and he is he's really pretty good.
Oh, no.
Yeah, his stats
and
are pretty good.
He's closed some games for us and done a nice job.
It would be nice to get him into some games.
Yeah. You know, but well, and then we had some of these games that I thought was going to be perfect.
Well, like last Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, sneak him out there and let him play. But, you know, the Bradfords and the Massinawals, that would have been perfect games. He'd get a lot of playing time. But Kay can come in and play. I mean, he's not dropping us down any either.
No.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
But like Jerry said, when you've only got two guys over there, he's a key asset for us because he can play anywhere.
He can go to any position.
Yeah. If anybody goes down, he can jump right in there and play, and you're not going to lose much. But
yeah, you don't want
to. You hate for him to just not get a lot of play.
Yeah, you hate for him not to be in the game, but, you know, if you use him early and something comes up, then how are you going to do that?
You might have made a mistake.
Somebody might get hurt, and then you're in trouble, so.
Yeah.
And if you know, with him only being a freshman, he's going to get plenty of time playing over the next 4 years.
He's going to be a stud before he's done.
Yeah.
Well, he wants to be on this team too. He's learning a lot of stuff. He's watching a lot of things.
Yeah, I think so.
And
he's smart enough to pick it up.
The experience that he's gaining off of this team, whether he's out there or not, he's at every practice. He's doing his thing, doing all that good stuff with the coaches, doing it with the players, learning how a good team's going to.
You know, how you got to play.
And what it takes, and I'm telling you, we do more talking out on the field. We're talking out there. We've got some chatter. And, you know, there's times it was dead silence out there when we were watching ball games. So, you know, he's learning how he's got to be a leader as he gets older.
Yeah.
And he will. He'll
tell you what, and we talked about this, and it's my.
I have a question. I just noticed one of you guys must have said something really, really, really smart because our listeners tripled in the last 5 minutes.
All right.
I wonder what it was. We'll have to listen back to that. And
must have been you, Neil.
And I'm pretty sure.
We got nothing on this side.
I've been chewing Chex Mix from the IGA side.
We gave away a little.
I'm pretty sure they didn't tune in to hear me chew Chex Mix. Got that on special at the IGA this week.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Very good stuff. Yeah, we talked about last. We might do that next week, too. I'm bringing the seniors back before tournament and stuff. I think that would be fun. Yeah. We'll see if we can get Jerry to come back in and talk a little bit.
Well, you guys kind of...
Bring the boys in.
When you had him here that the week before the season started, you know, he was sounding pretty optimistic, and he said, well... We're going to bring you back in a few weeks, and if
you're 0-8, we're going to grill you. I guess we can't grill him too hard.
No, believe so.
16-0 works for me.
Yeah, we might be carrying him around town on our shoulders.
Not too bad.
Well, I know he was fired up last night.
Oh, yeah.
And rightly so.
Yeah, the bad thing is you can't tell.
He is so
laid back, man.
He was fired.
And that shows with the kids, too. I mean, they don't get rattled. They don't get...
No,
you know, and I like coaches that scream and holler and root and all that kind of stuff. And he was doing a little rooting, but you know, he wasn't when he criticizes somebody, takes them over to the side and explains a little bit to them instead of just hollering at them. And and that, you know, you learn something from that besides don't make him mad, because I don't know if you can make him mad.
Oh, you can get him mad.
No, I haven't seen
I've seen him mad a couple times.
I haven't seen it.
And it's fun because he can get mad because these kids are good.
Yeah.
You can push them. Before you can't really yell at kids when they're just, you know, that might be the best they got. But, this year, these kids.
They understand if they made a mistake and how to not do that anymore. These are smart, smart kids.
When you're 16-0, you know, you're supposed to be paying pretty damn good attention. So you're not supposed to be missing signs. You're not supposed to be... you know, fall asleep somewhere and gaze into the stars, and you know, he keeps an eye on that. And so do you. So
I mean, that's what we're supposed to do.
You've got a couple guys in there helping, and they're looking around, and they're watching everybody too, and they're you know, sometimes maybe it's too many in the dugout, but on the other hand,
so a lot of eyes never hurt.
There's a lot of eyes out there.
Well, as long as everybody's not fighting each other,
right?
And it's a good idea. You know, if everybody has a different idea and they all think they're in charge, that's not going to work.
Yeah,
I don't see any of that. I never hear anybody saying that. Everybody knows what they're in there for.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And they do exactly what they're supposed to do, and it works out extremely well.
I mean, we do things that I love. I mean, I love when I see outfielders backing up throws. Everywhere, you know, I love watching and P Dog. I'm sure he did it all the time too. Our catcher runs to first,
sprints down to first,
and follows. That is good stuff.
Yeah, I know he did. I remember him and Doug Miller both.
Yeah, them guys.
Doing that.
I mean, that's stuff that you're brought up and you understand the game and you know you're going to run down there 75 times and never see a ball. But that one time you run down there and you're backing a butt play up and you flip it over to first and get the guy out, you are a hero.
Oh, yeah, and absolutely. You scoop it up, the kid thinks, oh, I got second base.
Right. And then, you're sitting back there working your butt off the whole time behind the plate, and you know, somebody hits it, and you're going to jump up and sprint down there every time. I mean, that takes – you got to be tough.
You've got to do it.
It's a tough position.
That's part of the game, and
that's the stuff.
That's what winners do.
That's what stuff that yeah. That's now, exactly
all
what
those
core.
Tiny,
they always do that.
Tiny details,
yeah.
That our kids do every single time.
You watch. You know, when our catcher throws the ball to third, whether we're trying to pick the guy off, he got a big lead, and you know the pitch came in, and we gun it down to third. You watch our left fielder come over. He'll back that play.
I guarantee you, Kyle will be running over there.
Same thing out to first.
Yep.
You know, Benny comes over.
Always.
And, you know, so that means they're watching. And
absolutely.
They're ready for that play. So, you know, that's awesome. Look at this guy coming in here all dressed up.
Looking good. Chuck's in the house.
Chuck Rohr coming in.
Dressed all up.
Dressed up. He don't do that for the radio, does he?
Shoes are shined.
Got him looking good. Got him looking good.
They're not the shiny kind of shoes. Let's take a little break here real quick.
Let's pay some bills.
And we'll talk about some more good stuff, some more good Indian stuff.
All right.
In a minute or two. Mother's Day is right around the corner. Make her day with a special gift from Forget Me Not Florist. Stop in and check out their selection of fresh arrangements, planners, outdoor hanging baskets, patio planners, balloons, and more. You're sure to find that perfect gift. Order early for the best selection, and if you can't be with Mom on Mother's Day, remember, they'll be happy to deliver it to her. That's Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. Stop in or call 375-4668.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbeller with Wayne IGA. Right now, we have our fresh meat section packed with awesome meat values on all kinds of steaks, chops, and chicken breasts. Don't forget to check out our freshly made store brats. We make them daily right here in the Fort Recovery Agricultural Heartland. Just come by and see for yourself. Our people love to serve you from our very rare customer service meat and deli counter. It's where our customers circle to sample the finest of meat and deli items. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery will once again be raffling off a Harley Davidson with proceeds being donated. This time around, it will be a Harley Davidson Heritage Classic with all proceeds being donated to the Heart of Hospice for the surrounding areas, Mercer, Dark, and Jay County Hospice. Tickets are $10 a piece, limit to 900 tickets. Stop in at Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery for a chance at a Harley Davidson with proceeds donated to our local Heart of Hospice.
The Fort Recovery Community Club is sponsoring their second annual golf open Saturday, May 9th, 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Portland Country Club. $50 per golfer and sign up individually with your handicap at Miracle Lanes, Hastings Auto, Tin Snips, or call or text Steve Diller at 419-852-3887. No membership to the community club is needed, and the deadline to sign up is May 2nd. That's the FR Community Club Open, Saturday, May 9th, 1 o'clock at the Portland Country Club. Hope to see you there.
Jimmy Buffett. Can't beat it. Chuck's back in the house. We got music again.
Chuck in the house.
That was awesome.
I'm too dumb to figure that stuff out.
Me neither. I wouldn't be able to do it.
I can play music, but then we have to turn all our stuff off.
And we got
to
shut everything down.
Then we're done. Then it's another 20 minutes to get back on the air. So. If we can make it happen.
So I go down to... I got a story for you. I go down to the Reds game.
Got anything to do with the cheeseburger in Paradise?
Yeah, a little cheeseburger in Paradise.
All right.
I get down there. I think I told Calpy.
It's a classic.
So my daughter's boyfriend has got four tickets. Great seats. Five rows behind the dugout. Reds dugout. So Kim and I go along. And... Cody and Kelsey. So them four sit in the good seats, and I told Kim, I said, we'll just get tickets. I said, I'll scout. We'll get some. Cheat, get in the door. So I go over to the across the way and get attacked by the scalpers.
Yeah.
they're telling me I got to pay the $25, $30 to get in. And what's the, nope, ain't doing it. So I walk across the street, and I find a... I'm going to the box office. I'm thinking, yeah, maybe I can just pick up something. And there's about six guys standing there with a wads of hands full of tickets.
Tickets given.
Wow. I walked over to them, and I said, you guys ain't got extra tickets, do you? Yes, we do. They are terrible seats. I said, perfect. I said, how much you want for them? I said, he says, $5 a piece. He goes, you're not a cop, are you? I said, no, I'm not a cop.
No.
I said, no, I'm not.
Can't you tell by the way I'm staggering around here? I'm not a cop.
Then he says, you sure you're not a cop? No, not a cop.
Pretty sure.
I said, let me tell you a little excitement. Here's the thing with scalping.
You gotta
make money on your tickets to be illegal. If you're giving them away, you're an idiot, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's true. Lose. So he gives me the tickets. I go to the top row in the Red Stadium is row R. I've got row R seats. We walk all the way up.
I didn't like to. They sucked.
Yeah, they were terrible. I knew it. Didn't care. We wanted to see them. So we walk all the way up, and I get to... one row before the top. Ours the top, and there's people standing in line, and there's seats all over.
Sit right here. Huh?
So I sit down in one row before R. And I'm sitting there, and I ain't there 5 minutes, and this lady walks up and says, you're in my seat. I said, you are kidding me, right? She goes, no, I've got this seat. And she named off the seat. I said, okay, I'll move. So I went up one more.
45,000 seats in this place.
What you should have done is gone
25,000 seats, people there. There's 20,000 empty seats. You're in one.
10,000 empty seats, and I'm in her seat. All right.
Sit right across the aisle. That's empty.
Unbelievable.
I thought maybe this one was going to be one of those banky stories.
No. Oh. Ah, dang.
Get out of my seat.
That was a good time, but the Reds didn't play too good. Reds weren't too good.
Well, the Reds are back below 500 after today.
Yep.
Reading a couple stats here. Bailey went on the 60-day disabled list.
60? Good night. He's done.
And they're still thinking about surgery, which would end the season.
Yep.
Got some elbow issues, and they also put Manny Parra on the 15-day DL with a strained neck.
Ooh, that's from watching all them home runs go out.
I was just going to say, now, how would a pitcher get a strained neck?
I got a good idea.
Here's one.
Whiplash.
Maybe it's looking over your freaking shoulder all the time.
The rocket's getting blasted.
So they bring up this Lorenzen. Lorenzen?
Yeah.
He came up and pitched today. Actually, didn't pitch too bad. He had, looking for some stats here. I read it here a little bit ago. He's 0-1, gave up 3 solo home runs over 5 innings. He gave up 8 hits and struck out 5, walked 1. Not bad. You know, he had the jitters, obviously. Frazier hit a home run. Mm-hmm. Tucker Barnett hit a home run. And Bruce hit a home run for the Reds. But Ronnie had a solo, and he had a, actually, Jumbo Diaz. Boys, I'm telling you, I'm a little nervous about Jumbo, too, our bullpen.
Jumbo got smoked today with grand salami.
Jumbo loads the bases, gets an out, and he was, let's see, oh, he hit a guy, and then Brownie comes up, hits a home run. So
clobbered it. Center
field. Pretty much not a good thing for a guy coming in out of the bullpen.
Nope. Jumbo, our bullpen ain't been too good.
No. Jeez, I'm Pete's. I tell you what. And the Eagles here, signed Tim Tebow. Now what's up with that?
Tebow
going to the Eagles.
He might fit in old Kelly's.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You know what they said? This is what I heard on SportsCenter. They said that they think that extra point's going to change. So they're going to move the kick back quite a bit. So a lot of people are going to go for the two, and he is going to be the go for the two guy.
Who's that?
Really? Yep, because he can throw a run. And
who's that that's going to be doing
Tim
that?
Tim Tebow.
Tebow.
Oh, wow.
That's what somebody said. That well, they think that's why.
So they signed this dude for the in case the rule changes and they can go for two more.
Yep,
that's probably a good buy.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
probably giving him what $800,000.
Stupid
sit
money.
Sit there and do absolutely nothing.
Stupid money.
Oh, I'd love to be that. I seen today the Brownies.
What did they do?
They're saying that they kind of said it, and they said they didn't do it, but they say they're giving both their first-round picks for Marietta. They're going to move up to the Tennessee and give them. They got, like,
like 12 and
so they're
17, I think, yeah. or something like that. Yeah. They're going to give them both those first-round picks to get the second-round pick, or number two pick.
Because they think Jameis Winston will go first, and he'll go to Tampa Bay, so Mariota will still
be there.
And obviously they'll take Jameis Winston, probably, if Mariota goes first.
I would think.
I would think so, too.
I'd say either one of them.
Yeah, that's one more for the Browns that they can...
John.
He should be a Bengal. They're a lot more likely to go to jail than the Browns are.
He had to go to
Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to end up in jail somewhere.
Yeah, he's not done being stupid.
No.
Let's see here.
He's just getting started. I think he's just getting warmed up.
So Baltimore, let's see here.
Big crowd today.
Big crowd today. Zero?
Zero.
Yeah.
I paid attendance today. Zero. Hope you enjoyed your day.
How about that? It was confirmed with local officials and determined that the contest would be played without fan admittance in order to minimize safety concerns. First pitch was also moved up 5 hours to avoid conflicting with a citywide curfew that begins at 10 p.m.
Roll up the street.
What's going on there?
They're crazy right now.
What? Come on. You know, I mean, the first thing you want to do... I mean, they're not trying to... I don't get it. I shouldn't get started, but...
I don't get it either.
They're trying to make a point.
Well, we can turn it back into insight. We didn't have insight tonight, so we can go to insight.
Think about it. You know, they want to make a stand and say, you know, these cops broke this guy's neck or whatever. But the first thing they do is go rob a pharmacy? Oh, wait a minute.
and they I understood they... burned down or turned down and broke into a almost brand new rec center. Why would you destroy that? Well, they said they were going to purge the police department. They're going to kill every cop and start all over. Well, how does burning a rec center down do that with a cop?
Stupid. It's such a poor way to show you're mad, you know? It's hard to give... I don't know.
When your team wins
exactly.
a Super Bowl or whatever that. It is, and you go out and burn cars.
I just have troubles with the respect.
How stupid is that?
Are you talking about Dayton?
Dayton was a small thing of it, but
that's little.
Every time some team wins World Series, they burn cars in the town.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Everybody be careful tonight and don't do anything stupid. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Go party, but have fun, but... Do you have to flip a car over and torch it?
Completely light it up.
I mean, come on.
That doesn't make sense at all.
Baltimore goes in there in front of no fans. They start 5 hours early, and they score 6 runs in the first inning. Now, they probably won't do that the rest of the year.
No.
And they do it in front of...
Baltimore missed the best game ever.
Yeah. Absolutely. And they do it in front of the White Sox and the White Sox only.
Yep.
They probably got to hear it on... radio and watch it on TV, so they probably had...
People were standing outside the stadium looking in, trying to look in.
Well, it just... the whole point was not to have people out there.
Stupid.
Jeez.
White Sox manager says, I really don't think we want to play in another one like this. And he said, I really don't think they do either. He said,
no kidding.
Guy hits a home run and nothing. Not even one person clapped.
Nobody.
His teammates might have.
That's crazy.
did you catch the video on Twitter?
No.
One of the players threw the ball up into the stands. No one here.
Nobody here.
I love it. That's awesome.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Somebody will probably break in there and try to get that ball tonight if they saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you what.
They broke into all kinds of places for worse reasons than getting a baseball.
How about the NFL draft tomorrow night? How about the pack? What are you hearing about the pack?
Pack's going to take a cornerback. I've seen two of them that they're looking at. But
is that right?
Yeah. And then they're looking at a receiver. And actually, my son Harrison thought that they might take like Cooper. Is he from, where's he at? Alabama? Mark? No.
Amari, that's a big boy. They ain't going to get him.
He'll be gone before the Packers get him.
He's going to be fourth pick, probably fifth pick.
Oh, you never know. The old green and the yellow, they can pull some strings.
Unless they jump up there.
I doubt it, but they got rid of A.J. Hawk.
Did they?
Yeah. Didn't redo his contract.
Hawkey might be
it's
about
a bummer.
Done.
Now, was he? I'd heard they were going to do that, and I'd heard he was talking to maybe the Bengals.
I would have thought, too. That'd be a place for him.
It's possible that he could come back and do that. What else did I hear about the Packers? Oh, on Thanksgiving, they're going to sign Favre for a day and retire his jersey.
Oh,
yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Well, I mean, he's obviously a Pac-Man, so I think that'll be awesome. Let's see. We're getting some info coming in here, Feeder. What'd you get there, bro?
P-Dog says 2-hour, 10-minute game. High-scoring game. He says, I say...
Oh, Baltimore?
I say eliminate the fans.
Well, you know, I mean, that's just crazy.
That ain't bad.
Absolutely crazy. I just don't get that whole thing. Every time, and, you know, we probably shouldn't talk about it, but every time a black guy gets killed and a white cop's involved, now all of a sudden we got to have curfews and loitering and, you know, it's actually, it's just kind of sad.
Yeah, ain't right.
But...
It ain't right.
And you know that the racial profiling goes on, and that in some instances the cops are absolutely wrong. Every case, and you can't just start throwing rocks at cops and killing people and burning down buildings and stuff. There's better ways to do that.
Well, even
Martin Luther King wouldn't have thought that was a good idea.
Yeah, the way he protested was a safe protest, and he tried to do it.
Mass people doing very calm things, and they got beat to pieces.
Yeah.
And they got what they wanted. You're not going to get what you want
burning down
brand new rec centers. That's stupid.
It's not much sense.
Pretty stupid. Well, you want to take a break here?
Break time.
I think Chuck has something here.
Chazzy, what you got?
What you got, bud?
Ooh.
Now that sets a whole different tone for the scene up there in Baltimore.
Look at these guys. What are they lined up for?
The black guys are in front of the cops to protect them. Now, if you look, they're all white cops.
So these guys are saying, you guys are stupid. You're making us all look bad.
Yep.
I love that. That's
good call.
That's what people should be doing.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
See, that's a good picture there.
I'm going to retweet that so listeners can actually go view that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that'll be on Twitter.
I mean, there's...
That makes a little sense.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good picture.
Yeah, see, that's what people should be doing.
There's another one.
We are not going to let this happen in our town.
I'm telling you, you got to be nervous. I mean, if you're an officer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be
cheese and Pete's.
Yep.
Yeah, those are good pictures.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely.
Chuck will be retweeting those. So.
Yeah, it's already tweeted.
All right. Well, we'll take a blow here.
Take a blow.
We'll be back.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossbergAcres.com.
You could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery and a new wardrobe, but that's not what would make people love you. Now, a new brick paver patio, that would be a start. Maybe a fireplace. Oh, I know, a fire pit and a water feature. Oh, you're going to be so loved. Forget the gray-haired dude on TV selling online romance. Have Kurt and Eric, the real artist at Nature's Green, give you the makeover that will make you and your home irresistible. Nature's Green Nursery.
As an agency active in the farming community for over 85 years, Fort Recovery Insurance understands the unique needs of Ohio and Indiana farmers. By combining our farm background with a carrier like Buckeye Insurance Group, we're able to offer the specific coverage you need for your farm at an affordable price. To protect the unique needs of your farm now and for years to come, visit our office in downtown Fort Recovery or contact us at 419-375-4041. That's Fort Recovery Insurance and Buckeye Insurance Group, insuring the heartland.
The Fort Recovery Elementary School is having a fun run on Tuesday, May 12th, and a field day on Wednesday, May 20th, and they need some volunteers to help out. For the fun run, they will need volunteers in the afternoon. For the field day, you can volunteer in the morning, afternoon, or even both. If you can help out, call Sarah Mormon at 375-2768 or email her at mormons@fortrecoveryschools.org. That's mormons@fortrecoveryschools.org. Again, volunteers are needed for the fun run on Tuesday, May 12th in the afternoon, and also on the following Wednesday on May 20th in the morning and afternoon for the annual field day.
We're good.
We're on.
We're back.
Well, we got a couple of tweets. Fee, share that one. We don't know who it's from.
We were talking about the being crazy and turning cars over and burning them up and
burning
stuff.
Them up.
Can't do that. But then I got a text, and I don't know who it is, but I love it. It says, unless we're burning Bubba's Ranger.
We can burn the Danger Ranger.
Flip the Danger Ranger upside down and burn it up.
Bubba, if you're listening, hide your car. Yep. We're coming.
Yeah. Hide the Ranger.
Yep. There's a vigilante group coming to get their Danger Ranger.
He was laughing the other night. He has windows down on and he said he probably had $50 worth of change, he said, in my truck. So he said, if anybody wants a hot dog, go to my Danger Ranger, grab some change, and go get a hot dog. Oh, we were laughing.
I did hear that one.
Radio broadcasts are tremendous.
You guys are doing a great job.
Do we know anything about Kenton Ridge or Springfield Catholic?
Both good.
Good, really good, pretty good.
What division those guys in?
I think Kenton Ridge is in maybe D2. And Hopsy seemed to think they were like maybe 6, 7 in the state. Pretty good.
How about that? So are those guys going to be like some D1 guys maybe? Or, I mean, maybe not. I mean, we don't know that
don't
much
know.
About them. But
yeah, we don't know enough about them. They don't know nothing about us. We don't know nothing about them.
We're just going to do it to kind of blank. And
I told Jerry, I said, we just got to go in there, and if we win, lose, draw, whatever,
right,
we're here to play on this field just to get used to it because we're coming back. I mean, I think that's what you got to instill to them.
That's what the boys need to understand.
Yeah, this is where we want to be.
Right.
In a couple of weeks.
Well, it ought to be a hell of a field, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm picturing...
I'd say
real grass.
Yeah, I would have to think it's beautiful.
Yeah. It's going to be as pristine as we've played on, and we've played on some pretty dang nice diamonds so far this year.
It might not be as good as Coldwater's diamond because there's a lot of colleges that don't have that facility.
And the game plan is Fort Cover Radio's going, right, Spencer?
Yes, absolutely.
We're planning on being there to broadcast the game.
You going
to
get there?
I have intentions of getting down to Wittenberg and doing the games.
Well, we have a little side trip on the way down. I'm hoping to get accomplished to Cracker Barrel.
To Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrels?
Well, I do.
Or Bob Evans.
I'm hoping to maybe talk to my wife and see if she wants to go along, and maybe she'll do some shopping or watch a little bit of the game or something that day, and then we'll catch something to eat on the way home.
Yeah.
So we've discussed it a little bit, but I really don't know what's all going on so far. So
yeah, we got time to sort that out tomorrow night and Friday.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Tomorrow night, we got Greenville at home.
Greenville at home.
And then we got chicken wing night on Friday, Harold.
Wing night.
Do we know whose wings they're...
Wings and Rings.
I'm pretty sure
it's Wings and Rings.
Oh, okay. Not one of the local...
It comes from Portland, I think, every time.
Jimmy Lochfeldt likes to give because Nate plays, I think.
Yeah, and we, good. I know that one year, the first time they did it, my God, they went through...
A bunch.
It was in a ridiculous amount of wings.
It was a bunch.
And that's pretty awesome. And we're liable to have tomorrow, I guess it's supposed to maybe rain tonight late, and then...
Yeah, a little bit of shot of rain tomorrow.
Did we cover the field or not?
No. Jerry said he heard a half inch, and that we can handle that. We want a half inch.
We can take a little rain on it, so it
won't bother us a bit.
It probably hadn't had actual rain on it for a long time, has it?
Yeah, not really.
Maybe some sprinklers, but...
The greatest cover I've ever seen.
Somebody said there was a little tear in it. Is there a tear in this new one?
I don't know. That other one was torn to pieces compared to this one.
Well...
But it was still big enough to cover to cover the girls' diamond, so because it's a smaller diamond.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely massive.
That's good.
It was good. I'll tell you what, you can play a lot of games.
Well, we wouldn't be 16-0.
Oh, no.
If we didn't have that tarp.
We played
hands down.
We played.
Yeah, we might.
What were we last year? 20
and,
we were
20-5.
20-5 last year. So we played 25 games last year. Ain't no way we play that. I'm trying to think. My senior year, we may only played 13.
Yeah. I think so too. I think
there were times when we would go in years past that we would go into the tournament and play a mediocre team that had more wins than we had games. They'd be like 15-10,
right?
And we'd have 13 games in. You know, 15-10.
Our field was underwater.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No way. We weren't going to make an attempt to get that out there.
And even if, you know, if it got rained out, sometimes the athletic director and the coach sometimes just didn't care if they made those games up or not. Right. We're bad. We don't want to play anybody.
Yeah.
Kind of like what a couple of the teams were doing against us that, you know, they got rained out and they were pretty happy that they did.
Well, I'll tell you what. If anybody's listening and haven't made it up to watch our boys play, you got to make the trip. I mean,
it's worth it.
Friday night's going to be a perfect night to come up and see it. We're going to play a pretty high caliber team in Minster. They've been whooping on us here as of late, haven't they, Harold?
We took two beatings last year.
They've whooped everybody for the last several years.
They've been to state here. They've won state two or three times.
Twice in a row, I think.
Weiss is a good coach.
Coach Weiss has got their kids where they need to be.
He's a good coach.
That's last one of those we went, great programs around here.
We went 8 innings at their place, and they beat us 1-0. And then we went, what was it? Was it 2-1?
In the tournament?
That went 9.
I don't know. It was so sad to walk out of there.
It was brutal. Yeah. It was brutal. So we owe them a couple. We might just have to get them.
Well.
And I'd have to think they may have. I mean, they probably have shot second seed.
Hmm? Yeah.
On Sunday, I would think.
So we have a drawing on Sunday. I mean, chances are, If we lose the next two, we'll probably be number one seed, right?
I would think so. I mean, I can't imagine.
And not that that's in the game plan here. We want to win against Greenville and then take our chances against Minster again. And like you said, we basically control our destiny here.
Yeah. I mean,
we
can win the next couple, you're almost getting to the close where you're at least talking, getting half of it.
Sure. That's right.
Get some of it.
Well, obviously, we're probably going to face the Mike Sell kid.
I would think so. Yeah,
you know, reading about him in the paper and talking to guys that have watched him pitch.
He's good.
You know, is he's as good as Derek Tobey? I'm assuming.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah,
probably real comparable there.
I think.
Yeah, Derek Tobey's a really good pitcher.
Derek Tobey's a stud when it comes to pitching baseball.
And
it was actually fun to. You know, to beat him, and actually, I couldn't believe it when I read that in the paper that's his first earned run he gave up.
Well, I can see because every base hit we got last night was an error
on their board.
Did you see that? We had a couple of hits. I mean, we had that one that poor shortstop, the ball jumped up on him and hit him in the shoulder. Error. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We're keeping his ERA down here the way I'm saying.
Well, it was a hit in our book, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that photographer for Commercial Review, Shatsy or whatever, he's like, he says, well, they gave him an error on that. I said, welcome to cold water.
Yeah.
A little home cooking there.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It's his ERA. Whatever. Yeah.
Want to make sure his ERA stays good.
Well, it was fun to watch him play. I mean, you know, he was a battler, too.
Oh, he was.
Jason Pete's.
He battled.
And we were talking about Jackson, how many curveballs he threw last night. And my God, if he threw 100, and what'd you say, 110 or some pitches or something, it had to be 75% curveballs.
Yeah, a lot of off speed. He throws he's got a great changeup.
Yeah. And he didn't break that out till a little later in the game, did he?
Yeah.
It seemed like I made a comment about the fourth inning, fifth inning, and I said, you know, we haven't seen that changeup, and I think he got two guys that inning on this changeup.
Yep.
So
he had him out front a little bit.
Got him chasing.
He's pretty good about keeping hitters off balance. I mean, Jackson does a great job
of that. And then in the seventh inning when he came in, I think he threw his first seven pitches was fastballs.
Yeah.
And they were like, they keep waiting. You know, they're waiting on that curve. Come in. And
he had them mixed up.
Smoking. And it was like, that's all he's going to throw is a fastball. Just saying, all right, fastball. And it was curveball.
I'll tell you what, he really trusts his stuff, too. I mean, He'll throw, if it's 3-2, he'll throw that curveball. He ain't afraid. He don't care.
Well, he hit the McKibben kid, I think it was McKibben in the first inning. And I'm telling you, that was a 35-mile-an-hour curveball that he could have got out of the way. He leaned right into that. I was a little shaky on the way. The umpire should have said, come on, you got it.
Yeah, Jim Reneal's usually a call that. In fact, he did against one of our kids this year.
Normally, they'll tell you that.
He said, no, you ain't going down there.
Yeah, you got to make an effort to get out of the way of that. But
I didn't see an effort there.
No.
But
he knew that wasn't going to hurt. I'll take that one, get on base.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't blame him. I'd do the same thing.
Yeah, I think that was a smart play on his point, because the worst thing that could happen is they put him back in the batter's box.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt much.
Nope.
No.
It's that slow.
Digger Don texts me.
Uh-oh.
He says, tell the FR radio guys to eat at Mike and Rosie's near Wittenberg.
Ooh.
Hashtag food critic.
No, we're talking about, ask him if that's breakfast, because I'm talking about breakfast on the way down there.
Diggs, we got breakfast there, or what we eat?
I need breakfast.
Well, there's a pretty good chance that, you know, Bubba and I, we like to fill our tanks up once in a while. So there's a good chance we might take him up on that and sneak down there for a burger and fries.
Might get a little double shot there.
Absolutely.
Yep. Or Mike and Rosie.
Mike and Rosie's.
That ain't bad.
You know, Digger he gets around so freaking many games and places. Wow. And
well, I'm guessing that was probably one of the college games he did back when he was doing a lot of officiating. He did a lot of college.
He hung down in that
maybe
area
8-10 years. I'm guessing he knows that from.
Yeah. I just don't know how he pulls that all off. I mean, that's a busy job, and every night he's
just think how much money he's making as that commissioner.
Oh, yeah,
that damn near pays for his gas.
Yeah. He's going around. He's making a lot of money covering his gas.
Well, obviously he gets to see a lot of neat games and great games, but geez, that's a lot.
And a lot of expense. Being sarcastic, he spends more in gas than he makes.
Yeah. They have breakfast too, Neil.
Wow. All right. It better be good, or I'm coming after you,
Mike
Digger.
And Rosie's. We're going to give Digger a shot.
That's Spencey's main meal of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Big.
Got to get started.
He's got to get a good day.
I'll probably eat breakfast before I go and then eat breakfast there.
Double breakfast. Can't beat it.
A couple hours, maybe.
Yes, sir. All right, bud. We got anything else?
You talked about maybe having Elijah and or Greg on sometime.
Yeah, actually,
about that. Are those guys around? Oh, you did say something about them. I don't know if it was on the air.
Elijah is home as of last night, is what Lynn told me. So we'll try to get with him, see if we can't get him in. Maybe we'll have them both come in at the same time. Greg is their first game of the playoffs, and they beat the same team by 60 the second time.
What?
Destroyed them.
Different pitcher? No, wait, that's a whole different game.
Another game.
I go into streaks, and I'm keeping an eye on him. And Luke sent me a internet connection or a website to follow him. So there's times where I'm thinking I'm in the office and I think of him and I check it out.
Do you happen to know what that is off the top of your head?
I have no clue.
Write it down and get it to us or something. So a lot of people are probably interested.
Although he's about down to who knows. He may be down to his last games.
Yeah, hope not. But
Lynn did say he got hurt. And I can't remember what she told me what he did. Something.
Earlier. I think when he was there. Not lately.
No, this is like last game.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, he got hurt the last game. And so now they don't know if he's going to play or not the next game. So
that kid's played a lot of basketball.
He's got a contusion.
Year.
That's what it was. Because I said, that's a bruise, Lynn.
Contusion.
He said, he's playing.
I get 4 a day.
I got
all up on your thumb. You don't even use a hammer anymore, do you? You got that gun.
Oh, that's good stuff. Wait till we get him on here and work on his contusion.
Yeah, we'll help him out.
How big? It better be big. That's all I know.
Yeah, I want to see a big contusion.
That's just a fancy name for a bruise. That's exactly right.
That's exactly what I thought. He's got a bruise. He's playing.
He can get that.
I know you're calling. He's playing.
There's some places where that can be pretty tough, but like on a hip or something. But still, probably that's they'd probably have to. I'm tying down to keep.
They
him
might
off
have
the court.
Badly.
Well, I would think if you went through the entire season, and you finally get to the playoffs, I'm thinking now's the time to you want to turn it on. You know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So. I haven't been watching a whole lot of the NBA playoffs here at home. I know the Cavs swept the Celtics, right?
Yep, got the Celtics going.
And they should be playing here before too long again against they won't play the Grizzlies yet.
Now, they'll probably play the Bulls. The Bulls are playing, although that, who are they playing? The Bulls are, somebody's has made a comeback on them. They beat them twice now.
Well, now that, the big guy they got, that Love, got hurt.
Yes.
And he's out for this next series. And potentially the rest of the.
Yeah, I think I heard today that they are counting him out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, they're
kind of
saying don't.
He actually got a dislocated shoulder going after a loose ball.
Yeah, that guy kind of.
I didn't see the replay.
That guy kind of jerked on him a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of got locked up, and he gave him one of these and pulled him, and it was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. Because he kind of came out of it, running out of it, holding his shoulder.
Certainly not intentional or anything like that, was it?
Yeah, he got fined.
Oh,
actually, I think they got beat, so he has to sit out the first game of next year. He actually got a suspension out of it.
Brother, well, you should get more than that if he actually wanted to rip the guy's freaking arm off.
Might have took him out for the playoffs, but that's too bad.
Yeah, that is a shame.
Well, you said they might be playing Chicago. They still have that real ugly girl playing for Chicago?
That was
Yannick Noah or whatever the that girl's name is. She's the ugliest girl I ever saw.
That was the one from Florida.
Yeah.
I never did like him.
Something Noah.
Yeah. Yannick.
Joakim Noah.
Yannick Noah is a tennis player. That was his dad.
Good hair, dude.
No, it's not a great hair, dude.
Now, the big girl that played for BYU.
Her and her girlfriend got a little fight action.
Yeah, the cops down. Yeah. Her and her girlfriend.
Oh, 911 call there.
I saw Brittany that. Grimes. Domestic abuse.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'm sitting there looking at that thinking, come on.
Are you kidding me?
Who called? Who made the call?
Who made the call? That's exactly right.
Which one of you made that call? Come on.
Was it Butch or was it Butch?
Yeah. Was it Pat or Pat? That's exactly right.
Pat or Pat.
God's sakes. If there's anything else for them to make the news in, they'll do it.
They will definitely.
Stupid.
Stupid stuff.
All right, Feaser, I'm telling you what. I'm starting to get saggy eyes here. How much more we got?
I think we're done, bud.
You think we're done?
Yep. Let's get up to the old game tomorrow night. Friday night. Let's get a big crowd Friday night.
Wing night for the baseball.
Week from Friday, we got Diamond Dog night. St. Henry game.
Oh, that's good.
Senior night. That'll be
four
fun.
Four girls, they had a concession stand at the Verzales game the other night. Mm-hmm. And they came in probably right at the start of the game, had some candy and stuff, and then they had a crock pot full of hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I ate the first hot dog, I think, in the fifth inning, and it was cold in the middle.
Ooh.
I said, girls, we got to get the hot dogs. We got to nuke them. Got to nuke the dogs.
Got to get them warm.
I don't think we ever did sell one, did we? Did they ever sell one dog?
I didn't get there till after the game was over.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was funny. I felt bad for
you. I heard you on the radio talking about the cold
frozen
hot dog.
Bun, frozen bun with a cold hot dog. That warms your belly right there for supper.
Yes, sir. That sounds delicious.
I saw the girls out today. There was a bunch of girls. Linda Shane here had the girls out at the Monument Park.
I think they were putting the old mulch out.
Mulched all the beds and around all the trees. Good. They were working skeeters out there.
They were looking good out there.
We were working over to Methodist Church, and so at break time, I popped over, got them some sodas and a bag of chips, got the protein back up, and they went back to town.
I saw the lift out there. I didn't know who was doing what. You working on the shingles on the bell tower?
Well, the big lift that you see sitting there by the monument, some company brought that in today.
Oh, okay.
And that thing goes up 135 feet.
Ooh.
So you probably won't see me in that one.
If you're up that high, I won't be able to see you.
There's a good chance you won't see me in that one. We had one, and we did the steeple there on the Methodist Church, and that's about 62 feet high. And that's probably high enough for me.
That'd be good enough.
Yeah, that was high enough.
That'd be good enough.
So are you doing shingles on that, or what are you doing?
Yeah, we got that done. We put steel on the roof on the main part of the church. So.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah,
we won't have to worry about that for the next 100 years then.
For a long time, their shingles are bad on the roof. So we're going to cover it up with some steel, and they should be good to go. But, yeah, that company came in today with that great big monster lift, and they videotaped and took 1,000 pictures.
Really?
Yeah. So it was pretty cool.
What is going on here?
Is that coming out of yours, B?
I don't think so. It is. I'm getting rid of it. Yep, it was me.
Way to go, Harold.
I don't know what I did there.
All right, that's all I got, boys.
Every radio, you did that.
All righty. Well, again, we appreciate everybody listening.
Yep, and the Coldwater game is in the archives if you want to listen to it.
Archives, it's a great game to listen to.
And
I think Bubba's got a little thing on Facebook, too, the last last out.
Yeah, he was trying to get it on. He was trying to get it on.
If he got it on or not, but it was very
Barry Diller got it on Facebook.
Did they get it on?
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
You can't hear his call very well, but it's cool.
Well, I think pretty cool. Sammy was in the press box with us. So
yeah,
she was trying to videotape that.
You can kind of hear their call, too.
It has to be quiet. You can hear it, but you can't.
Neat.
If you're,
yeah, she was standing a little bit away from us, but
yep.
It was awesome.
Indians win.
It was good.
That was awesome. All right, everybody. Appreciate you being
here. Absolutely. Feaser, I'm glad you asked me to come on. It was a hoot.
Y'all appreciate you being here, and glad everybody's here. Bub and Fee Sports Talk. We'll be back next week, maybe with the Colic Boys. Maybe with the seniors and Jerry.
We'll work on some stuff.
We'll get something. It'll be fun. And thanks for listening, everybody.
Me and Dave now.
See you later.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.
Mother's Day is right around the corner.